宣召经文诗篇125篇第一到第二节，请。
诗篇125篇第一节，依靠耶和华的人好像香山永不动摇。
Psalm 125:1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever。
125篇第二节，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
As the mountains around Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore.
Brothers and sisters and friends, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好，让我们起立。Let's rise, worship our God. 一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
All the Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Have a seat. 大家请坐。最后一首诗歌是我宁愿有耶稣。 The last one is I'd rather have Jesus.
Reading. Today is scriptures from Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 to 26. 现在是读经的时间，今天经文在马太福音第16章24到26节，我们一起齐声的方式来朗读今天的经文。马太福音16章24节，请。
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若放了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
下面时间交给长老。
我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful. Even on this long weekend, we have brother and sister come over here, get together here to worship you. We're so happy and we so have full of joy that you accept our worship here. And on the first day of this week, we put you on the first place.And we need you to encourage us on our weary and burdened soul. We need you to give us rest and we will have rest in you. Oh Lord, we give thanks to you that you control everything. Everything is under your hand. And we commit ourselves unto you.And today your servant is going to share, preach your word. We need to understand, we need to have comprehension. So we pray that a spirit of wisdom and knowledge, that knowing God, that we will know you better and more and deeper. So we pray thateveryone here, we have different needs, but according to your faithfulness, you will give us according to what we need. Oh Lord, Your word is a lamp of our feet and a light on our path. So lead us, and we give thanks to you that you have led us, and we pray that in our future everything is in your hand.
主耶稣，我们感谢你在今天这样一个长周末的时候，我们还有众弟兄姐妹一起在这里来敬拜你，我们何等的喜悦，让我们在这里用诗歌来赞美你，让我们在这里献上感谢来称谢你，让我们在一周的开始我们尊主为大，让我们疲惫的心灵在主里面我们可以得到安息，因为你说凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来，我必使你们得安息。好，让我们有属天的智慧，有智慧的灵和启示的灵，让我们更深完全真知道神你是带领我们，因为你的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。让我们来聆听主你的话语的时候，我们享受到主按你的应许赏赐给我们，因为每个人的需要不同，但主你知道我们的需要。我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望在主的恩手，求主赐福带领，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen. Before I invite Pastor Jim, I would like to make an announcement, a surprise, a good news. Last Friday, 2 days ago, Pastor Jim and Peggy's wife, they were married 50 years ago. So last Friday, we have a celebration at Polo Pine Community Church. So brother and sister get together there and give celebration, give glory to God. 我们在上个礼拜五，就是前天，Jim Price 牧师跟 Peggy 师母他们庆祝50周年的金婚，在 Polo Pine 的一个当地的教会，所以当地的弟兄姐妹给他们举办一个感恩聚会。所以今天因为 Peggy 师母在家里还有15个来宾亲戚朋友，所以没有办法来到我们当中，所以我们下面就请Jim Price 牧师 Jim please， 那我们就请师母来翻译。
Okay, thank you, Opal.
You're welcome.
Pleasure.
My honor.
50 years ago, I married my best friend.
50年前的时候，我娶了我最好的朋友。
And she is still my best friend.
她仍然是我最好的朋友。
And those of you that are married, I hope you have a similar experience.
希望各位已经已婚的人有同样的美好的经验。
So we sang the song, I'd rather have Jesus.
我们刚刚一起会众唱的诗就是我宁愿有耶稣。
Since I was a teenager, that has been my favorite song.
自从我年轻的时候，我就已经很喜欢这首，是我最喜欢的诗歌之一。
It has been my favorite song through high school, college, graduate school, and many years of ministry.
从初中、高中、大学，然后在我侍奉的时候，都是我最喜欢的一首诗歌。
There is nothing that satisfies like Jesus, and I'd rather have him more than anything.
是我宁愿有耶稣，因为世上没有任何事物能够胜过他。
Peggy wishes she could be here today.
我的那人 Peggy。希望他能够在这边跟大家一起敬拜。
But at our house right now, there is a house full of relatives.
现在在我们寒舍有大概有15位亲戚朋友，有的从很远的地方来。
Because tomorrow I celebrate my 75th birthday.
庆祝我75岁的高龄。
Years ago, I married Peggy. 3 days later, I turned 25.
在50年前，我跟我妻子结婚的时候，第三天是我25岁的生日。
And then 3 days after that, I got my orders from the military that I was going to Vietnam.
Wow. 结婚的第六天，我接到通知，我要被送到越南当兵。
But I wasn't going to go till January.
可是我是到十一呃到隔年一月份才出上。
And I left on Peggy's birthday for Vietnam.
我去越南去越南的那个时候，竟然是我师母 Peggy 的生日出发。
It's a joy for me to be here, as always, with you.
我是非常喜乐能够跟大家在一起敬拜。
And your new pastor, Timothy, it was a pleasure to meet you earlier today.
我真的是很能够跟刘传道幸会。
Last week, we had orientation in Oakland for 4 new teachers going to China.
在上午中的时候，在 Oakland 那边有一个宣教机构，有四位新的老师上任，很荣幸能够跟他们会面。
One of our teachers already received his visa, so they are now in Beijing at Renmin University.
在四位那新任老师里头，有一位已经收到那个签证，然后他会到北京的人民大学任教。
Three of our teachers have not received their visas yet.
另外三位竟然还没有收到他那个上任的那个签证，入境的签证。
Sometimes I think the Chinese government doesn't want more Americans in China.
有的时候中国政府办事几乎跟美国一样啊。
I'm not blaming Trump either.
我也不是怪那个总统。
Anyway, you can pray that visas will come because they're very excited to go and teach.
请为这三位还没有收到他签证的老师祷告，希望他们因为他们很兴奋，很想马上去任教。
Let's pray together.
请一起祷告。
Jesus, thank you for the privilege of knowing and serving you.
主耶稣，实在感谢你，我们能够侍奉主，实在是我们的荣幸。
Thank you for sending your son Jesus to live and to die for us. Thank you, Lord, that your son rose again and lives in heaven today. Thank you, Lord, that we serve the living God. Bless us now as we come to your word. Help us to learn. Help us to apply. And help us to be encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Getting out of town. It's Labor Day weekend. What are you doing here? I think maybe a lot of you are already tired of traveling. I'm glad that you're here. There were 2 times when Jesus got out of town. From Galilee to the north, to Jerusalem to the south, Jesus was always encountering the religious leaders.
不论从加利利或者到耶路撒冷这么一大片福地里头，耶稣经常是碰到一些属灵的一些宗教领袖。
Jesus was busy ministering to and healing thousands of people.
耶稣都是忙着要医病，要帮助一些。
Jesus needed time with his disciples.
耶稣需要跟私下的跟门徒们待处。
Just like pastors of churches, elders of churches need time with their church staff.
就像是教会的，无论是牧者或者长老，都需要跟他们同工静下来。
Now I'm not suggesting you have to take a Mediterranean vacation.
我当然不是说是建议你们非要跑到地中海去度假。
But on that occasion, Jesus did take his disciples out to the coast.
可是在这一场合里头，耶稣是带他的门徒到海边去。
And their desire was to just spend time together.
他们只是希望能够在一起独处。
But a Canaanite woman kept bugging Jesus. She had a daughter that was demon possessed. And she knew Jesus was the only one that could heal her.
Now
what do you think? Did Jesus take time for her? Of course he did. It's a precious illustration that Jesus has time for each one of us. But then on the other occasion, he went pretty much straight north where the red arrow is. So Jesus went north into pure Gentile territory. In fact, the Jewish leaders forbade any Jews to go up to Caesarea Philippi. It was full of idols and ungodly people. Jews were not supposed to go there. So Jesus went up to Caesarea Philippi for two reasons. Number one, Jesus knew that there would be no other Jews up there. And number two, Jesus went to a specific place because he wanted to teach them something. Okay, so let me give you some important considerations before we look at the text. This is what we would call background material. Okay, Caesarea Philippi. Look at that big hole in a limestone cliff. There used to be water gushing out of that hole. Today, you can see the water flowing through Caesarea Philippi, but because of earthquakes, it's now coming from a different source. Now, I had the privilege of going to Caesarea Philippi about 20 years ago. And while I was with the group, I saw this unbelievably beautiful girl. And by the end of the day, I was hanging out with her. Let's look at that little niche right there. There was an idol in there. And that whole temple area was full of idols. And then behind Peggy at the red arrow is that huge cavern. So this is the Greek god Pan. Very impressive. Very powerful. Made of stone. And there is what they call the gates of Hades. To the Greek, Hades was the abode of the dead.
对希腊人来说的话，这个地方就是一个死人住的地方。
It's where the souls of all the dead went.
所有死人他们的归宿。
Now there used to be a temple structure over the top of the niches and that hole.
在这个洞穴上面，以前上方应该是有一些像是一个神庙的一些建筑物。
Water used to come out of that cavern.
泉水应该是从这个地洞里头流出来的。
And the priest would slay a goat and throw it into the water.
那些祭司会杀了羊，宰了羊，然后丢到这个水里头。
If the goat sank.The sacrifice was accepted by pond.
假如说这个羊沉到水底的话，这个就被牧神接纳了。
If the goat floated, it was not accepted.
假如说这个羊是浮在水面的话，就比方说牧神不接受这个献祭。
So they would keep slaying goats until one sank.
他们就继续的杀到有一只羊能够沉到底下。
And I think in the end they finally had to tie something heavy on the goat to make it sink.
到最后他们发现他们非要绑一些石头，一些重的东西，才把那个羊能够沉到水里。
But that's called the gates of Hades.
所以这个就是所谓的阴间的门。
So there are some biblical and theological truths I want to look at.
这些我们想要研讨一下所谓的圣经跟神学方面的真理。
In the Old Testament, the Hebrew is Sheol.
在希伯来文的话，讲的阴间的话是发音叫 Sheol.
If you read in the Book of Psalms, David and other psalmists talk about you are going down to Sheol when you die.
假如说你读诗篇的话，碰到大卫或其他的诗人写的。说是你要到这个地方的话，那你就是要死了。
The New Testament equivalent is Hades.
在新约的话，就是所谓的那个Hades.
So we have the abode of the dead.
我们是提到就是说死人住的地方。
But we know that both the Old and New Testament also talk about resurrection.
可是我们知道新约里头也提到过复活的这件事。
Let's look at Sheol and let's look at some descriptions.
我们来看一下这个希伯来文所谓的 Sheol 这个阴间是什么意思。
It's a place where all the dead go.
就是死人的去处。
Nobody went to heaven. Jesus hadn't prepared a place in heaven yet.
我们没有一个人能够知道这个耶稣所准备的这个。
Elijah went up in a whirlwind.
通常就是一下就是烟消云散。
Let's go on.
我们再看一下。
It's a place of darkness and gloom.
也就是幽暗之处。
And it's a prison for the soul.
也是灵魂的一个监狱。
You are locked in Hades with a metaphorical chain and lock.
在这个阴间的话，就是你被铁链捆绑在绑在那边。
Let's look at Hades.
看一下我们的Hades 这个阴间希腊文方面是怎么解释的。
It's the abode of the rich man and Lazarus.
也就是新约马太福音里头说的财主和拉撒路的居所。
I want to talk in a minute about this.
我们待会儿再讲。
And it's a place where two regions where souls cannot pass from one to the other.
是提到两个区，就是灵魂无法互相穿越的一个地方，两个地方。
Let's look at one more. The New Testament description of Hades.
新约里头所谓的那个阴间是怎么说的呢？
One region is a place of bliss.There's another region which is a place of torment.
这两区呢，一区是极乐乐园地区，另一方面就是受痛苦的一个阴暗处。
Hades is not hell.
阴间并不是地狱。
Hell is a word that's not even found in the New Testament.
在新约里头其实没有找到这个地狱这个词。
But Hades is.
可是阴间在新约里头有。
And Bible translators, when they translate the story of the rich man and Lazarus, they use hell sometimes. That should not be.
有些新约学者他们翻译财主跟拉撒路所处的地方，有的时候是用地狱，其实不应该用地狱，而是应该用阴间。
It's Hades, not hell.
阴间就是阴间，并不是地狱。
There's the righteous compartment of Hades.
一部分是义的居住的地方。
And there's the unrighteous compartment of Hades.
另一边是不义的居住的地方。
And between the two, there's a chasm that you cannot cross.
中间有个深渊隔开，无法穿越。
Jesus was very clear, you cannot pass from one to the other.
耶稣说得非常清楚，在两区之间你没办法穿越，有深渊隔阂。
Let's look at some metaphors for the righteous compartment.
我们来看一下这个义这区的那个隐喻是怎么说的。
One of those references is Abraham's bosom or by Abraham's side.
在马太路加福音里头就特别提到是亚伯拉罕的那个怀里。
So where did all of the righteous in the Old Testament go?
请问一下，在旧约里头那些所有称为义的人到哪去了？
They went to the righteous compartment.
他们是在这个义的这个区里，在那边。
Abraham, Moses, all of the prophets, all of the righteous.
所有的亚伯拉罕、摩西，所有的一些先知，他们都是在这个义这个区。
In Jesus' parable, the beggar went into Abraham's bosom or Abraham's side.
在路加福音里头特别提到耶稣说，那个拉撒路这个乞丐在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Another metaphor is paradise.
另外一个隐喻讲到这个义这区呢，是称呼为乐园。
Have you ever thought about this, Jesus? To the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise.
因为耶稣在挂十字架上的时候，对一个强盗说，今天你就要同我在乐园里。
Jesus was referring to heaven because he hadn't even risen from the dead yet.
耶稣还没有升天的时候，他所提到的这个 paradise 就是。
Jesus wasn't going to heaven for another 43 days.
43天之后，耶稣才能够升天，所以那个时候说的是乐园。
So he was going to meet, so to speak, the thief on the cross who was repentant in paradise.
所以耶稣所谓跟那个悔改的那个强盗说，今日你要跟我在乐园里头。
Peter says Jesus went to preach to the spirits in prison.
彼得前书里头，彼得也提到说，耶稣在在乐园里头跟一些人传道。
I believe that Jesus went and he preached to the spirits in the righteous compartment that your Savior has come and he has died for your sins.
我本人相信耶稣是在这个乐园里头跟这些人传道，因为你们今天就跟我同在乐园里。
And from the area of Hades, on the third day, Jesus rose again.
从这个乐园这一区，这个义的这一区，耶稣第三天之后复活升天。
Another metaphor, Peter calls it a prison.
另外一个隐喻呢，彼得是称为监狱。
Think of a prison doors with bars and chains and locks, and you cannot get out.
想象中，你知道吗？在监狱里头，又是铁门的，又是铁棍的话，你根本没有办法出去。
Jesus talked about a general resurrection on the last day.
耶稣所提到的是在约翰福音里头是末日。
He also talked about the resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous.
耶稣也提到有义的跟不义的要同样的都要复活。
There is a question of timing on this.
可是有的人对于到底是什么时候有些疑问。
At the end of the book of Revelation,
在启示录里头我们提到过。
John, Jesus writes about Hades being thrown into the lake of fire.
约翰提到在启示录里头说，这个阴间被丢在火湖里头。
We're not here to talk about timing, just to let you be aware of Hades.
我们今天并不是讲这个时间的问题，我们只是要让你知道这个有阴间这回事。
Now let's look at the text.
让我们看一下这个经文。
Matthew chapter 16. We'll look at it verse by verse.
马太福音十六章十三节，我们一节一节来看。
Now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do you think the Son of Man is?"
马太福音第十六章十三节，耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
So Jesus had been teaching.Jesus is performing miracles, and now he's asking them this question.
耶稣是一个教师，然后另外耶稣也是会行神迹的。现在反而是他来问门徒一句话。
And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah who went up in a whirlwind, others you're Jeremiah or any of the other prophets.
第十四节，他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是像乘风归去的以利亚，又像有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
Verse 15, who do you say that I am?
十五节，耶稣说，那你们说我是谁呢？
Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ.The Son of the Living God.
16:1, 西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Christ is the Greek word for Messiah.
希腊文基督的话就是救世主。
You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
你是救世主，是永生神的儿子。
Verse 17, Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonas, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
17节，耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的人指示你的，乃是我在天上的父。
Now just think about this for a minute.
想想。
The disciples could have looked at the Old Testament and said, Jesus, you're fulfilling all the promises of the Messiah.
其实门徒应该想到旧约说你旧约的情形之后，然后指着耶稣说你就是旧约所预言的那个弥赛亚救世主。
Flesh and blood probably could have figured that out.
可是他们为什么到现在还不能知道呢？还清不清楚呢？
But not the second part.
可是第二部分的时候，他们应该是知道。
That the Messiah is also the Son of the Living God?
难道弥赛亚竟然是神永生神的儿子吗？是我们的所认识的吗？
I think the Jews were probably expecting for the Messiah a super prophet who could do more than regular prophets.
大部分的犹太人或是全部的犹太人，包括门徒在内，他们大概以为这个弥赛亚来的时候真的是惊天动地的，好像旋风而至的样子。
They were not thinking.
可是他们没有用他们的思想。没有想到竟然是神的儿子。
And that's why Jesus said, Peter, God had to reveal this to you.
所以耶稣对西门说，这是永生的神，天上的父神。
Verse 18, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
In the Greek, you are Peter, Petros, little rock.
在希腊文的话，彼得 ，Petra 的话是小的石头。
But upon this rock, the big rock, Petra, I will build my church.
可是在大的磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
Jesus did not say he was going to build his rock upon Peter.
耶稣并没有说我要把我的教会怎么样建造在小石头的彼得的身上。
He was going to build his church upon Peter's confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
可是耶稣要把他的教会建造在彼得所宣称的，你就是基督，永生神的儿子。
Let's talk about the church.
是讲到教会。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
As a local assembly, this is not your church.
其实在我们大家聚集在一起的时候，这个不是你的教会。
Ultimately, it's the Lord's church.
最终极其实是主的教会。
And as this church grows, it's not you that are building, it's ultimately the Lord who is building his own church.
即使是我们这个教会有增长的话，并不是我们自己建造的，而是主。
You and I are his instruments.
我们只不过是一个手中的主手中的一个工具而已。
He uses us to be faithful, as we'll see in a minute.
他是不是用我们这些忠心的人来建造？我们待会儿再看一下。
And those gates of Hades cannot withstand the power of the gospel through the church.
阴间的门没有办法挡住福音的大能。
People are not going to be confined to Hades because Christ is going to open those doors.
人并不能够被阴间的门所限制，因为耶稣马上就要把这些人释放出来。
Hades is not the end.
阴间并不是最终极的目的。
It was not the end for the New Testament saints.
并不是说是一些新约的。
Or for sure the Old Testament saints.
或者是旧约的一些信徒的一些的最终目的。
And again, we talk about timing on Hades at another time.Verse 19, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in heaven will be, pardon me, loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven.
十九节，我要把天国的钥匙给你。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Jesus is giving Peter the authority to proclaim the gospel.
耶稣给彼得一个传讲福音的一个权柄。
The authority to say that if you repent and come to faith in Christ, you will be saved.
用耶稣给的这个权柄说，你只要悔改，你就可以跟神在一起。
The authority to say that if you do not repent, you will not be saved and you will not spend eternity in heaven.
用神所赐的权柄，我们来宣称说，你只要不悔改的话，你就没有办法跟主永远同在。
Jesus warned his disciples, "Don't tell anyone I'm the Christ."
可是耶稣警告他们门徒说，先不要告诉别人。
He wanted people to discover it on their own.
他希望能够让人们自己发现主耶稣就是救主。
Verse 21, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.Be killed and then raised the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀之后，第三日复活。
So we're in chapter 16. Jesus would tell them again in chapter 17.
我们现在读的是马太福音第十六章，可是在第十七章的话，也是有提到耶稣。
And Jesus would tell them again in chapter 20.
在二十章的时候，耶稣会再跟他们提醒一下。
Do you think the disciples ever got it? No.
这些门徒到底懂不懂呢？其实是没有。
They just couldn't conceive of a crucified Messiah.
他们没有办法想象一个救世主，一个弥赛亚竟然被钉在十字架上。
Peter, verse 22, took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This will never happen to you."
彼得就拉着他劝耶稣说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你。
But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You're not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's.
耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是我绊我的脚石的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Jesus had some hard words for the religious leaders.
耶稣对一些宗教领袖也有一些原则。
Snakes.
称呼他们为毒蛇的种类。
Dead men's bones.
你们是死人的骨头。
Hypocrites.
你们是虚假人。
But he never called them Satan.
可是他从来没有称呼他们为撒旦。
Because Jesus knew that Satan was putting words in Peter's mouth.Tempting Jesus to deny the cross.
因为耶稣明白是撒旦在彼得的背后把这些话语放在彼得的口中，让他才说出来。
The disciples have been walking around Israel all their lives.
这些使徒们通常一辈子都是在这个附近，都是在那边游行巡行的。
And as they walked along the roadway, they would see Roman crosses with people hanging on crosses.
他们各处走的时候。看到罗马人所设立的一些十字架，有人被钉在十字架上。
Peter says, "This will never happen to you."
所以彼得说，这不可能发生在你的身上。
Jesus said, Peter, you're a stumbling block because you're trying to tell me that maybe there's another way to die for the sins of the world.
耶稣就指责彼得说，你真的是一个绊脚石，因为你以为是救世主会另外一个方式来到这个世上。
Remember the text when Jesus was in the wilderness?
记得耶稣在旷野的时候怎么说的吗？
Satan tempted him three times.
耶稣试探耶稣，撒旦试探耶稣三次。
And the scripture says that Satan was going to wait for a more opportune time.
因为圣经上特别提到撒旦在看一些合宜的时间来试探耶稣。
And that opportune time ultimately came the night in which Jesus betrayed and was betrayed and in the garden.
最后这个时间到来了，因为那个时候耶稣在被犹大被卖被犹大卖出卖的时候，那个时间就到，是撒旦所定的时间。
Jesus said, "Lord, if there's any other way, let me know, but I want to do what you will is."
耶稣向父神呼求说，主啊，若是能行，就把这杯挪去，但是要按照主您自己的旨意行。
Peter's problem was setting his mind on man's interests or the interests of his own self. What about you and me? Are we setting our minds on God's interests or our own? Verse 24. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will it gain a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his own soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul?"
26节，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？"
We could say that yours and my most valuable possession is our own soul.
我们以为自己可能就是把我们自己都能够稳固了来救自己。
I don't think you'd give a brand new car, even if it's a Maserati, for your soul.
即使是我们有一个很名贵的意大利的名车、名跑车的话，你也没有办法用那个跑车来换取你的永生。
Or a mansion for your soul.
即使是有一个豪宅的话，也没办法换取你的永生。
What if you were to gain the whole world?
即使耶稣说，即使是你赚得全世界，又怎么样呢？
Your soul is going to spend eternity somewhere.
因为你的灵魂会在永恒当中某一处。
How's Jesus going to build his church?
耶稣将要如何建造他这个教会呢？
Jesus is counting on you and me.
耶稣是指望你跟我。
And the first thing he is looking for are disciples.
他先看他这十二个使徒到底是怎么样。
I want disciples who will deny themselves.
耶稣说我需要那个使徒能够要舍己的。
Who will deny their agenda in favor of God's agenda for their life?
他们要放下自己的一个目标，然后把神的目标。
Our young people over here trying to figure out college and major and stuff, trying to figure out their agenda. Make sure it's God's agenda.
年轻人，你们假如说要定目标的话，希望是定下神所要你们成为的目标。
If it's his agenda for you to be a great engineer, a great chemist, a great teacher, whatever it is, make sure it's his agenda for your life.
假如说你们定的目标，或者工程师，或者是药剂师，或者任何工作，希望你们能够知道，确信这个是神要你们所做的。
In Jesus' day, when you took up the cross, you were going to die.
在耶稣当时的时代，假如说任何人假如要背起十字架的话，就表示说是你要到刑场要受钉在十字架上。
You carried the crossbeam on your shoulders, and you went to a place where they had the vertical stake, which was laid on the ground, and they put you and nail you to the cross.
当初的人就是要背起那个十字架来到一个指定的地方，然后他们把那个十字架立起来之后，又把你钉在十字架上。
And you would follow him.
耶稣也指望他们能够跟随主耶稣。
Even to the death.
即使是丧掉生命。
The church will not be built without faithful disciples.
教会没有办法用一些不能够忠心跟随主的人来建造。
who are willing to give up their own agenda for God's agenda for your life.
一定要是那些人愿意把自己的目标放下，然后接受神所托付他们的目标。
God will take your gifts, your talents, your experiences, your passions in life and mold it into an agenda that's ultimately His.
神会使用你所有的天赋、所有才干、所有的能力，然后来建造他的一个教会，使用你。
That's how, one way, the most primary way Jesus will build His church.
所以这个是主要的三个方面，然后神耶稣会建造他的教会。
I want you to also understand that the church is the new covenant temple.
也请各位明白，教会其实就是新约所谓的圣殿。
It's the dwelling place of God.
这是神的居所。
Think of the old covenant temple in Jerusalem.
假如说是想象的话，就是看旧约里头那个一个圣殿。
You walked into the holy place.
你进入圣所。
Behind the curtain was the holy of holies.
在帐幕之后有至圣所。
That's where God was metaphorically supposed to dwell.
所谓隐喻的话，就是神所居住的地方是在至圣所。
It was the focal point for the Jews to meet at the dwelling place where God dwells.
这个是所有犹太人所渴望、所想望以后能够见到神的地方。
You know.In Christ, when the Holy Spirit comes within you, you become the dwelling place of God.
大家明白吗？只要是圣灵到我们的身上的时候，内住在我们身上的时候，我们就是圣殿。
And then when we all come together, this is the dwelling place of God, our corporate body.
我们所有重生得救的基督徒有圣灵内住的时候，我们就是所谓的新约的圣殿。
And we extend.That to every Christian around the world in China, Europe, and the United States, wherever we come together in unity, we are the body of Christ, the new temple.
从大的局面来说的话，全球各地，即使是中国、美国、欧洲，所有是有神生命的、有主生命在他们身上的话，我们就是统称是一个大的教会。
Christ dwells within you and within our corporate body.
主耶稣圣灵能够内住在我们里头的时候，我们就是所谓的教会，新约的教会。
Let's leave Matthew for a minute and go over to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, please.
我们先看一下以弗所书第二章。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, you're fellow citizens with the saints and of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Kind of summarize this, the New Testament temple.
我们来做个
The foundation is the teaching of the apostles and prophets.
从这几节经文里头，我们可以看得出来，这个教会的根基是建造在先知和使徒的教导上面。
We don't know anything about Jesus except what has been written about him by those faithful apostles.
其实我们本来不知道耶稣是何许人。直到我们读了先知跟使徒所写关于耶稣的故事，我们才明白，才认识耶稣是谁。
It's this whole book, Old and New Testament, that becomes the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and the foundation of our church.
整本圣经由旧约的先知们所写的一些事迹，加上新约使徒的一些教导，我们才能够明白，整本圣经就是讲的是耶稣。
The cornerstone of that church is Jesus.
这个房屋或者是这个建筑或者是这个教会的房角石就是以耶稣基督为主。
The most important stone in the temple.
在圣殿里头最重要的一个部分。
If that stone is not perfect, the temple is off kilter.
假如说是这个房角石不正或是有任何的偏差的话，这个建筑物没有办法好好的顶立。
He has to be the cornerstone.
耶稣基督一定就是这个房角石。
Another aspect of that temple is the stones of the temple are individual believers knit together by love.
从另外一个角度来看的话，新约这个圣殿就是教会的话，其实就是我们每一位已经信主有主生命的人，我们用爱来彼此交织而成为圣殿。
If we take each one of you over here or here individual stones, the cement.Between the stones is love.
假如说我们把每个人看成都是房屋的石头石块的话，中间那个水泥的部分其实就是爱，帮我们联络在一起，帮我们结合在一起。
The temple is growing.
其实圣殿这个教会其实正在，而且是不断的增长。
Individual churches may decline, but the body of Christ around the world is growing.
有的教会很可能是衰落，或者是人数减少，但是主的身。教会还是继续不断的在增长。
And the temple is holy in the Lord.
圣殿在主的眼中是圣洁的。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, the temple of God is holy. That's who you are.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书里头说，圣殿是教会是圣洁的。
Let's head on over to 1 Peter for a minute.
我们看一下彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
第二节，第二章。
And we're going to jump into verse 4.
我们从第二节开始，第四节开始。
Coming to him as a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, you also are living stones, and are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion, a choice stone, a precious cornerstone.He who believes in him will not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very corner, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, for they stumbled because they're disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were appointed. Let's stop at the end of verse 8.
我们看一下彼得前书第二章，从第四节到第八节。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看哪、我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人并不至于羞愧。”所以。他在你们信的人就成为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
The Jews stumbled over Jesus.
犹太人是为了耶稣的缘故而成为绊脚石。
They wanted a miracle worker like Moses or Elijah that would do great things for the people.
他们所期盼的是，他们的救世主是像摩西或者是以利亚那样子，能够行很多很多的神迹，让他们能够得到拯救。
A crucified Messiah just didn't fit.
在十字架上受死的弥赛亚，救世主在他们眼中实在是无法接受。
Even today, people can't understand grace.
可是现在到现在两千多年之后，很多人还是没有办法接受一个弥赛亚。
Because of their pride, they want to work for salvation.
他们不相信一个救世主会死在十字架上，他们相信他们自己靠他们自己行为善功能够得到救恩。
But we receive God's grace by our faith.
可是我们不用任何的行为，我们只要凭着信心接受主的恩典，就临到我们身上。
Verse 9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You were once not a people, but now you're the people of God, you and Gentile, and you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前不算的子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Let's look at a couple of aspects of this new covenant temple from Peter. Jesus and every believer are living stones. Number two, we are being built up as a holy priesthood in a spiritual temple offering spiritual sacrifice.
第二点，我们都是圣洁的，被拣选的，然后能够凭着我们的信成为神的儿女。
Number three, we're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation.
我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
We're God's own possession, declaring the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his light. I want you to see yourself as a holy priesthood or a royal priesthood. Let's go back to the first century.
在我们想一下，在第一世纪的时候。
From 30 AD to 70 AD, the priesthood was functioning in Jerusalem.
在主后30年到70年的时候，祭司在当时还是有一些职分的。
The priests were decked out in their special garments.
那个时候的祭司，他们身上真的是身穿华服。
Trumpets, bells, everything announcing that they were going to make a sacrifice.
他们要献祭的时候，那些号角，那些角声都会发出很大的声音来宣告他们要献祭。
Think of people in the church during that time.
想想当初在已经成为基督徒的一些在教会里头，当初那些信徒是怎么样的
？Normal clothes, nothing flashy.Nothing fancy.
他们就是一般平民，穿衣服也就是很朴素，然后没有任何一些装饰装点。
The believers in the early church were the real priesthood.
当初的信徒才是真正的祭司。
The priesthood in Jerusalem was corrupt and going to pass away.
当初那些犹太人成为祭司的人实在是腐败至极。
In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. No more priesthood, no more sacrifices. And now the church has taken over to offer up sacrifices and prayers like the priests did.
主后七十年的时候，耶路撒冷圣殿被毁，所有有形的都不见了。可是当初的信就以颂赞敬拜为祭，成为新的祭司。
How's Jesus going to build his church?
耶稣要如何建造他自己的教会呢？
Here's my take on it. Building his church.
我的看法是这样。
If we are a royal priesthood, we need to speak and act like priests, bringing light to the world.
假如我们真的是君尊的祭司的话，我们就应该像祭司那样把光带到这个黑暗的地上。
What does a priest do but offer sacrifices?
通常君尊的祭司是应该献上五种的祭物。
My friends, a sacrifice will cost you something.
只要是献祭，一定会让你花费一些东西。
That's what God is looking for, people who will sacrifice.
神是要找一些有心献祭的人。
Romans 12:1
罗马书十二章第一节。
You know the passage. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as living sacrifices.
大家都知道这节经文，罗马书第十二章第一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
The Lord is no longer looking for dead sacrifices on the altar, but living sacrifices who will go on living for Christ.
神已经不要死的祭物，羊牛之类的，而要一个活的人来侍奉他。
This is once again sacrificing your agenda for God's agenda.
这也就是再回到我们当初所提到的，把你自己的一些目标、一些向往放下，而接受神所给你的一些目标。
If you are a royal priest, like Peter says we are, then we ought to be offering the sacrifice of ourselves.
假如说是你们真像使徒彼得所说的，我们要献上我们自己成为活祭的话，我们就要把我们自己献上。
Then you go over to Hebrews, you got the sacrifice of praise.
在希伯来书里头，我们就要献上我们的颂赞。
The worship team up here singing wonderful songs.
刚刚崇拜小组的一些弟兄姐妹们在这边所献的诗、领的诗。
You hear downloading iTunes your favorite songs.
很多时候我们大家用那个手机下载一些我们喜欢的诗歌。
In fact, the songs that you sing are so melodious. The worship team here is precious. Thank you very much.
谢谢崇拜小组刚刚带我们领了这么多美好的诗歌。
How can that be a sacrifice?
可是那些是算是献祭吗？
It's when things are not going well that the Lord calls us to sacrifice.
就是在逆境的时候，神还要求我们献祭。
When things are not going well with you, what do you and I like to do? We like to grumble.
假如说是我们不顺的时候，有任何逆境的时候，我们很喜欢抱怨，是吗？
We like to complain.
我们需要我们很。
We like to tell God, "What do you think you're doing? You could have prevented this."
可是我们常常向神抱怨说，神啊，你为什么不阻挡这个不幸的事情发生在我的身上呢？
That's when praise is a sacrifice.
所以这个时候呢，我们就需要献上我们的一个。
If you're going through a bad time and you are praising God now, you are saying, "God, I don't know what you're doing, but I believe what you're doing is good and right."
假如说是你碰到不幸的事情的时候，你还能够嘴唇发出颂赞的声音，说：“主啊，我不知道怎么回事，这个事情会发生在我身上，但是我相信，我确信发生在我身上有您的美意。”
The unbelieving world is watching the royal priests in this congregation.
在你身边不幸的人，或者是整个世上一些不幸的人，就是看我们这些信徒、神的子民到底是怎么样处理我们不幸的。
They want to see if you're going to praise him even in the tough times.
他们要假设要旁边窥探你到底是在不幸的时候，是不是有发出颂赞的声音的时候，那你们就要注意了。
When you praise him, you're saying that I believe that God has a plan.
我假如说是无论如何，神一定有他的美意的话，这个就对了。
And then there's the sacrifice, the writer of Hebrews says, of doing good.
在希伯来书十三章十六节的话，这边有行善和捐书的事情。
When you do good for someone, what does it cost you?
假如说是你对任何人有一些善行的话，能够花费你什么呢？
The lady's over preparing your meal for tonight. That's a sacrifice.
很多的弟兄姐妹待会儿有四家要准备一些点心让我们享用，那个也就是一个
They're sacrificing their time.
他们把他们时间献上。
When you do good to others, you're sacrificing time that you could spend on yourself.
你对别人行善的时候，其实你也就把时间的宝贵的时间成为献祭送给别人。
That's three of them. Let's look at number four. Hebrews 13:16.
第四项就是希伯来书十三章第十六节说。
Sacrifice of sharing.
我们也捐书。
That costs you finances.
假如奉献的话，捐书跟奉献就有一个意思。
Or something material.
也是要花钱的，然后有的时候要把食物。
When you share with others, it's costing you funds that you could have spent on yourself.
有很多时候你把钱拿出来的时候很可能都是想要本来自己花的，可是你为了爱他们你把钱。
One more sacrifice.
第五样，在诗篇五十一。
Living humbly.
能够很谦卑的过日。
David says it simply. The sacrifices of God are a humble and a contrite heart.
诗人大卫他是在诗篇五十一篇第十七节他说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛苦的心你必不轻看。
It's easy to live a prideful life.
很容易过的都是趾高气扬的生活。
But it's a sacrifice to live a humble life.
可是这边讲到就是说你如何能够谦卑的过日。
This is how God is going to use the royal priesthood if we will act like priests.
假如说是我们要成为君尊的祭司，我们既然已经是君尊的祭司的话，我们就要如此谦卑的度日。
If we will sacrifice ourselves,
假如说是我们献上我们自己的话
，If we will give him the sacrifice of praise,
假如说是我们用颂赞为祭献上
，And of doing good,
假如说我们能够行善的话
，And of sharing,
捐书或是奉献的话
，And of living humbly,
然后谦卑的度日的话
，This is how the church is going to grow.
这个就是教会能够增长的原因。
We take disciples.Who are going to live like priests?
我们看这些门徒能够像是君尊的祭司生活的话。
What a challenge the priests in this auditorium to be royal priests for the glory of God.
那我们在座的各位，凡是属主的人，都是君尊的祭司的话，我们应该怎么样过我们的日子呢？
And offer spiritual sacrifices up to Him.
我们能不能够把我们属灵的祭献上给神？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and the privilege of being your priests.
天父啊，我们实在是感谢您，让我们能够成为主您自己的儿女，成为君尊的祭司。
Help us to demonstrate the excellencies of you who has called us out of darkness into your light.
恳求主真的是帮助我们如何能够从一个黑暗当中被招出来之后如何的度日。
Let us bring light to a dark world.
帮助我们能够把光带到这个世上。
And Lord, if there's anyone here this morning that is not now a priest, may they come to know you as their great high priest.
主啊，假如说在座当中有任何一个还没有认识主、没有接受主耶稣成为他们个人救主的话，主啊，恳求主帮助他们能够成为主您自己的君尊的祭司。
Just come before Him in repentance and faith.
只要是他们能够以悔改的心到神面前来认罪悔改。
And Christ will change your life.
主耶稣能够改变他的心意。
May this congregation excel in all things to the glory of God.
愿主真的赐福这个教会，让每个部门都能够真的是发挥我们所能所才，能够荣耀主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Opal, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. My precious, my prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Jim, for the message. And today is our communion Lord's table that we're going to commemorate. And the message really invite into what we're going to observe. So we're going to read the scripture on the screen so that we may read together in English and in Chinese. For me, should I do?这屏幕上的经文，中文、英文，我们就一起来，请
弟兄们，我们既凭耶稣的血，可以坦然进入至圣所，借着耶稣他给我们带来的宽恕和救恩，从患难经过，受难自己的他的身体，又有。
heaven, only the chief priest can enter the Holy of Holies once a year. Only the chief priest. And now, we children of God, and we have His grace upon us to become righteousness in the eye of God. So we can enter with confidence because Jesus opened a new and living way. So we can enter into the Holy of Holies with full confidence by His grace. So we should take this seriously and solemnly. 在旧约的时候，只有大祭司一年一度才能进入到至圣所。今天我们靠着神恩典，借着耶稣基督为我们所开的一条又新又活的路，我们可以坦然无惧地来到这个施恩座前，就是旧约大祭司只能一年一次的进入，这是何等大的福分！我们应该用一个敬畏的心，一个严肃的心，因为神恩典在我们身上。所以下面有一段时间预备我们的心。We have a few moments to prepare ourselves. Take the bread and the cup. So let Him examine us, so that we'll be righteous in the sight of God. 让他来监察我们，在神眼中，我们成为神称为义人。师父远到前面，我们请黄松高弟兄为您祝谢。
让今天的天父让我以恭敬感恩的心来到这里，来到您的面前。我们原是不配，也求为我们被钉死在十字架上，为了我们的永生。亲爱的天父，在这个样的时候，在我们吃这饼、喝这杯的时候，我们更加的纪念你，也让我们想起你给我的话语，让你的话语关照我们的心，也愿让你启发我们的思想，让你的话语接近我们的生活，让我们的生活都能够和你给我们的永生之道结合在一起，让我们能够脱离黑暗的阴影和罪的捆绑，也当你的话语能够坚固我们的信心。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。
Jesus as your personal Savior and 公开受洗，我们都欢迎你来纪念主在十字架上面的罪和死。 And also this Thanksgiving Sunday in November and Christmas Sunday in December, we have opportunities for those who already received Jesus as your personal Savior. And there's a chance for you to step up, to declare your faith and to take action in obedience to our Jesus' command. You can get baptized.
在今年的感恩节的崇拜，在十一月份，在十二月份圣诞节的崇拜，我们也有受洗的典礼。凡是已经接受主耶稣为你个人的救主，那个时候你可以来接受洗礼，来见证宣告你的信仰，来顺服主耶稣所给我们的命令，接受洗礼，归入主耶稣基督的名下。
is a symbol that's reminding us that our Savior, the promised Messiah, the King of Kings, that died on the cross, we cannot comprehend that. But God's love, He died for us on the cross. So when we drink this cup, we're looking forward to His second coming, and we give thanks to Him, and we live to glorify His name. 当我们饮这个杯的时候，我们不能完全了解、想象到所预言的弥赛亚，我们的救世主，竟然死在十字架上，是为我们的罪。所以，我们饮这个杯的时候，我们在等待他第二次的再临，我们也在地上，我们来荣耀他的名。May we drink this together.
Okay, it's time to welcome new friend. 现在是迎新的时间。We have a new friend among us, 张玉熙。You can introduce yourself. 我们有个新朋友在我们中间，姓张。
没打开。开了吗？打开了。
大家好，我叫张玉熙啊，谢谢你们，我有幸来到这里，啊，再见。
Thank you. Now we have several prayer requests. 下面是代祷事项，我们有几项。So first. So, Sister Yandan's father passed away yesterday, and she's already back in China. And then also just got another one. Brother Li Ke's mother also died last Friday, 2 days ago. And he's on the way home. And so let's ask, pray for them, ask God to comfort them, and ask for a safe return.And, 就是杨丹姊妹的父亲的昨天过世，李克的母亲前天过世，所以他们都在杨丹现在已经在国内了，李克也在回国，在奔丧，所以我们就请大家为他们代祷，求神安慰他们，让他们能够平安的回到我们当中。And pray for Justin Yu.Who is in Malawi, Africa. I think he's there to support an organization called Central African Preaching Academy. 所以一杰跟雄杰的儿子 Justin 在非洲马拉威拆船，在那边帮助一个当地的一个学院服侍施工，所以求神请他为他们带到，就在他那边侍奉。And let's also continue to pray for brother 郭新伟for he's still going through cancer treatment. Let's pray for him. 请大家继续为郭新伟弟兄的化疗带到。And some report item.Pastor Edelton just announced so there will be two opportunities this year. One is Thanksgiving, another one is in Christmas, so you can get baptized. And also there will be a new class for those who will be baptized. And the days will be announced. 我们今年刚才长老也宣布，我们还有两次受洗的机会，一个是在感恩节，还一次是在圣诞节。所以大家要受洗的话，还没有节制以后还没受洗的朋友们的，可以保守这机会。And church choir will start practicing this next Sunday. 我们教会的诗班下星期开始练习。And let's see. Also, you may have known that our preacher, full-time preacher Lu Yong, started visiting our members. So he over the last couple of weeks, he already visited some family, the deacon's family, and now he's also going to make appointment to.Get to know our church member better, so but he will always make appointment first, so just to know that. 我们刘文传道他已经开始要探访大家，所以他会事先跟大家联系，会探访的时候。I think that's all I have for now. Let's stand up. 我们一起起立，我们唱三一颂。
Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名。 Amen. Please be seated and you are welcome for the refreshment in the fellowship hall. 欢迎每一位都可以留下，在交易厅有点心。